those of you who are listening, I got another dog. So, yeah.
Hello, people who are listening.
Hello. This is not a dog podcast, a dog cast.
It's a dog cast amongst other things.
True.
Like, we stand the dog cast.
Yes, that is
this
true.
This is apparently a coronavirus education podcast, which is funny because I feel like we're doing the same thing a lot of my go-to podcasts have done, specifically like stuff you missed in history class is like really unoffensive. It's just like, here's the thing that happened in history. We're going to talk about it for 45 minutes. And it's these two middle-aged ladies and they like guffaw at things. It's really cute. And this week they're like, we're going to just talk about what it's like to be living in a historical event. And then I started extrapolating what the A push question about this time period is going to be. Because you know there's going to be an essay question on an AP US history exam about 2020. And I want to know if it's going to be like, can you explain the connection between the late 2019 impeachment crisis and the death of X number of Americans in 2020? And yeah. Or even better, can you explain how dick pics and Kevin Jonas led to a million Americans dying in the coronavirus crisis in 2020? Because it's Kevin Jonas's fault and dick pics' fault that Trump is our president. The only reason they were like, and her emails, is because of Anthony Weiner's wife, because they took her computers and that's how they found out about the extra server. And if he would have just kept his dick in his pants or like only shown it to women of age, we would be fine. And if Kevin Jonas wouldn't have gotten kicked off of The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice early. And I was supposed to this month about go to a PowerPoint party where I was going to explain this in like 5 slides or less. And obviously that's not happening anymore and I'm sad about it. But I feel like we could still do a Zoom conference PowerPoint party, but it'd be less fun.
Yeah.
This is my life.
Katie's losing it, y'all.
I am losing it. I made eye contact with another person yesterday, and did talk to the little old Korean man in the mailroom today.
Nice. Like, were you 6 feet apart?
You're 6 feet apart. He does not hand you packages. He slides them across a countertop like you're doing a drug deal.
Amazing.
And all I've ordered recently has been comfy clothing because I'm realizing that I don't have like a weekend's worth of really comfy clothing, but I don't have a week's worth. So I ordered really comfy ass joggers from MeUndies. I highly recommend them. Oh my god, it's like wearing butter. It's like slicing through hot butter on your legs. And then I ordered a matching bra and legging set from Savage Fenty. Thank you, Rihanna.
Amazing.
And it's army green with like gold glitter branding on it, so I'm gonna be like repping Rihanna in my house.
Yeah, me and you both, baby.
Oh yeah, because you got your high-waisted undies.
Those are not from Rihanna, but
okay.
Those are from The Pact, which is an eco-friendly, like, sustainable underwear company. And I got a six-pack of high-waisted underwear those are fucking high-waisted, and I love it.
They're so comfy. Those are the undies that you wear around your house and with no pants.
I will literally wear them every day, anywhere. But yes, you can wear them without pants. They literally go up to my belly button. That's pretty fucking high.
Like super comfy.
Super comfy. They're 100% cotton, so they're great for your vagina. And they're eco-friendly and sustainable. And the packaging was sustainable. It's all great. But anyway, I got a pack of that. But I did get some of Rihanna's Savage Fenty as well because I forgot to skip my month. So I had $50.
Remember to skip your month tomorrow. Because it starts up again on the 1st.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Saving you $49.99 one step at a time.
I think it's $49.95.
Oh, I'm sorry. called out. Yeah. And that's been our recommendation brand corner. Sponsor us. Hashtag SponCon. Please. Please. I feel like I'm going to, like, I also ordered a miniature builder of a little itty bitty greenhouse off of Amazon. So I have other hobbies that are also enjoyed by old people, as opposed to my current hobbies. They're just enjoyed by old people. It's fine. It's fine. Should we get this show on the road?
You know what? I think we should.
We shall. What are we? What did we decide to talk about this week? Is it coronavirus?
I mean, it's social distancing. Also, this is the 50 Worst Dates podcast. Did we even say that?
No, this is the 50 Worst Dates podcast.
My name's Amanda.
My name's Katie. And this is our show.
Yeah, we're losing our fucking minds here, people.
Oh, yeah.
But welcome. To those who have not listened before, who are new, this is a dating, lifestyle, everything you could ever hope and dream of, except true crime podcast.
Sometimes it is. Halloween was.
True. Crime. but, yeah, so this week we are, well, I wanted to talk about social distancing and kind of the importance of it and then incorporating that into dating. And so when Katie asks, are we talking about coronavirus? I briefly talk about coronavirus because although everyone should hopefully by now know what it is, people I still feel like don't fully understand it. And so in order to understand why we need social distancing and why it's important, you need to understand why we're doing it. So,
yeah,
bringing it all the way back around. But you will have to find out more after this break.
Oh, she did it. That was good.
My upstairs neighbor is bowling right now, so that's fun.
Good. Good.
He does that pretty frequently, and I hate
him. Good job, upstairs neighbor.
He's the worst.
The handyman came into my apartment yesterday, and apparently two or three floors below me, this guy's, like, floor is leaking of something's leaking on his floor. So he's going up individually to each apartment above him trying to figure out the source.
Damn.
And it wasn't me, obviously, because I'm great. But
well, that's good.
I asked him to keep me posted on who the heck lives above me because they're very loud and like to barf on Saturdays. They haven't barfed on Saturdays recently because no one's been allowed to go outside. But sometimes on Saturdays, I'll be like doing my morning business, wash my face, hanging around in my bathroom, and all I hear is, dude, I had so many White Claws last night. Bleah! And it's horrifying. It's happened like that specific instance like twice. Mm-hmm. And otherwise they like to jam in the shower, which I can't hate because I jam in the shower real loud. Mm-hmm. And they definitely like to watch. They're definitely like movie people because you can hear the like rumble of a subwoofer a lot. But it's mostly the like barfing in the bathroom that I'm like, who are these people? I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mike is on a mission to find out who they are.
Yeah. Good job, Mike.
Good job, Mike. He's great. He talks like literally one of the Da Bears characters from that SNL skit.
Amazing.
Like he looks and talks like that. He is basically a Chicago cartoon, but he's so nice and I love him. But in other news, let's get back from this break.
Woo.
Woo. Oh,
let me check something real quick. Anyway, welcome back. I have wine. I was able to go to the grocery store.
Wine.
So that was nice. I don't know how long it'll last. My box of Oreos, gluten-free Oreos, lasted less than a day, so
RIP.
R.I.P. But anyway. So welcome back. This week, you know, 2 weeks ago we said that we weren't gonna talk about you know, coronavirus, quarantine, whatever.
Because it was scary. Like, it was, like, too much. Now it's like, yeah. This is life.
And now last week and this week, we're talking about things pertaining to the social distancing lifestyle. And I thought it was really important to talk about because this has completely been a huge game changer for everyone. Many people still don't understand really what social distancing is, in my opinion. And it obviously affects pretty much every aspect of life, physical health, mental health, dating. So I figured it'd be pertinent because I couldn't figure out a different topic because apparently coronavirus is the only thing on my mind. So
understandable.
Yes. In lieu of the plague literally taking over the world, you know, I figured I would start it off in true Amanda fashion, bringing it in with some definitions.
She's going to define things.
Always. So unless you've been living under a rock, you're probably aware that we're in the midst.
Unless you're Jared Leto doing a 14-day cleanse in the desert.
Oh, my God.
Or that group of German Big Brother people.
Dude.
Which is, like, truly a Twilight Zone episode.
It's hysterical. Except fuck Jared Leto.
Fuck Jared Leto.
Yeah. But unless you've been living under a rock, your name is Jared Leto, or you're any of the German people from Big Brother, you are probably aware that we are in the midst of a pandemic from a virus called coronavirus. This specific version mutation that we have is noted coronavirus 19 or COVID-19. So many of you are probably saying like, yeah, you don't need to give us a definition, but I do because many of you probably, actually, no, I don't say many because I feel like a lot of you are highly educated individuals, but there are a lot of people out there who they hear coronavirus and they don't understand what that means. And they're just like, oh my God, it's the plague. We're all going to die.
Or there's people who are like, everything's a coronavirus. And I'm like, are you wrong?
They're not wrong. They're not wrong. So coronavirus is a type of virus. And it's been around for a very long time. It has caused many different types of flu pandemics. The swine flu was a type of coronavirus. What is it?
SARS is a coronavirus.
SARS is a coronavirus. MERS was a coronavirus. H1N1, I think.
I think that is swine flu.
That's swine flu. So that's, or one of the swine flus. The 1918 flu was caused by a coronavirus, I'm pretty sure. So it is a very common virus, but this specific strain is new to us. And it happened, as most of us know, starting from what we know in December in Wuhan, China, at a food market. Fun fact, if you call it China, the China virus or Chinese virus, that's fucking racist, but we don't even need to get into that.
It's 2020, wake up.
So it mutated to a human form in Wuhan, China. It existed amongst animals. We don't know what animals specifically, but then it mutated so quickly from animal to human and then human to human transmission. It is a infectious disease and it is a new strain of coronavirus. So that's why it's, you know, we call it COVID-19. And it spreads through droplets of saliva, which is, you know, coughing, sneezing, etc. You know, hence the major need for proper respiratory etiquette and also hence the social distance of at least 6 feet because sneezes can go 6 feet. Droplets can go six feet, essentially. The virus can live on surfaces for days. It can live, you know, people can carry it for weeks before they have symptoms. So it's highly contagious. And a virus, just to clarify, we're going to go even further back to clarify per the medical dictionary, which is like so generic, is any member of a unique class of infectious agents characterized by its smallness and ability to replicate outside of and without the assistance of a living host. So the virus, which is why it can survive on surfaces for a while, which is honestly how most of these transmissions have been occurring, is just, you know, touching surfaces that are that a positive person touched.
Question.
What's up?
So if all of these diseases are coronavirus, are we just calling this coronavirus because it's catchy?
I just think people, I mean, it's the one that most of us remember. That's why, like, I feel like most people are just calling it COVID-19 or coronavirus.
Okay. I mean, like, I think we have graduated once we, like, learn what a coronavirus is. But that was, like, my thing was, like, okay, everything is a coronavirus that, like, has affected us and is highly mutatable and highly spreadable.
But, like, I think it's because they just didn't have a better name for it. Like, the swine flu, you had the swine flu. The bird flu, you had the bird flu. You know,
pangolin, like, flu or bat flu is just not it.
Yeah. And we don't even know, like, they don't even know the specific animal that caused it. So most often coronaviruses are found in bats, which is why people were saying, oh, they were eating bats in China. But, like, first of all, shut the fuck up. And second of all, they can't pinpoint it back to the specific animal because it mutated. So, like, people need to understand that it first mutated from animal to human transmission, and then it mutated again to human transmission. So it has changed so much that they can't pinpoint the specific animal it came from. So I think they're calling it coronavirus because they don't know what else to call it, because if they call it the Chinese virus, that's just not right. So
it's just rude.
Yeah. So I think that's why. And it's catchier than being, yeah, I don't know.
And Cardi B can call it coronavirus.
Yeah. It's real.
It's real.
Yeah. So with viruses, there are those, like, creepy little robot things. If you remember anything from biology, they're the robot looking ones. So that's the virus.
Do you remember them on Jimmy Neutron?
You know it. Those are the ones I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And so, yes. And the reason why antibiotics don't work on them, because people, you know, often are like, let's try antibiotics or whatever, is because viruses are structurally different, and the way they replicate make it hard for an antibiotic to work, because an antibiotic is specific usually towards the bacteria that it's targeting.
To a biotic thing, like biology, like living things.
Yes. And so the way that antibiotics work is that they specifically target certain bacteria, which is why certain antibiotics don't work for certain things, and you get prescribed different antibiotics for different things. A lot of them are pretty general, so they can kill a lot of different bacteria infections, but still. So I think it's just important to have that reminder and refresher that, you know, the coronavirus that we are facing is different. It's the same strand of virus. Like, it's a coronavirus, so it's under that umbrella. But the one that we are specifically dealing with is much different and much scarier than the swine flu, the bird flu, you know, the 1918 flu epidemic, SARS, anything like that. Because of the way that it is very drastically affecting us and how unprepared, especially the United States, is for it. So right now, coronavirus is spreading like wildfire, because it takes, you know, up to 2 weeks to show symptoms. And do you like, if you can understand how many things you touch and people you may encounter in a 2 week period, that is a lot of people that can become infected. So, you know, we don't have enough test kits because the U.S. decided that they wanted to make their own. And it's impossible for people to get tested unless they either have proof of having encountered a coronavirus positive person and or having shown symptoms for, like, a week, which is ridiculous. But that is why I kind of wanted to talk about the importance of social distancing. And that's why we're doing it. And all of the information I got for the importance of social distancing and things like that comes from the New Yorker. And then there's also an article, which when I bring it around to the dating site side of things.
I have an additional article to add to that section, and I'm so excited for the reveal.
Is there another one? Because I did that.
It's related.
Okay, it's related. Perfect. So yeah, we bring it around to the dating and the sex, but I feel like this is very time sensitive and we're getting a lot of different information from a lot of different sources. And I think it's important to try to consolidate it into what is social distancing? What does it mean? What does it actually look like? And how can we make it realistic to ourselves? So social distancing is vital for us in order to flatten the curve, which many of you have probably heard of that term of flattening the curve. We just had some technical difficulties per usual. This would not be a podcast episode if we didn't. And now we can hear the sweet sounds, hopefully, of my upstairs neighbor showering. In case you didn't know, I hate him, so it's fine. Anyway, as I was saying, flattening the curve, very important. So this is where is like his shower very loud?
No, I can't hear it.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. I mean, it's like a, it's not.
I didn't hear that.
That was Tonks.
Hi, Tonks.
So social distancing, like I mentioned, is very important in terms of flattening the motherfucking curve. But in practice, that just means avoiding close contact and really any contact, like as much as possible, with people who don't live with you, with strangers, public spaces, all that jazz. So this means no going to your friend's house for a game night, even though it's a group less than eight.
Which is funny because my partner was very grumpy about knowing someone who did this. Like for the past week, it's been like a irksome thing for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's
no, don't do that. Like, don't.
Yes. Don't. The only person that I have been seeing consistently is my partner. But I'm either at my place, his place, or if I have to run errands, I run the errands. But I try to, like, group them. And I try to, do like, I use hella hand hygiene, wear masks, the whole shebang. So, you know, the goal is you want to minimize your contact. It got cut out, but Katie made a really good point about just the amount of variables that you want to have, the least amount of variables as possible involved with exposure. So,
and algebra was always easier to solve the problems that didn't have that many variables, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
You want to decrease the number of variables in your equation, in your science experiment, so you know that you're safe. In the words of Bill Nye, science rules. Is she there?
I'm there.
Oh, no. Okay. Thank you for letting me go on my thing.
I was letting you go on your thing.
One of those things will land every time.
Yep, always. So, it means, you know, just minimizing your contact. You know, I live 3 minutes from one of my best friends. Hi, Jamie. And I have not seen her in 3 weeks. But this does not mean that you have to isolate yourself and like cut yourself off from your friends and loved ones. Luckily, it's 2020. So we have Zoom, we have FaceTime, we have Facebook Messenger, we have online board games that your friends can all join. Katie discovered this online site where you can make card games and you can basically make drinking games.
You can literally like move the cards around the screen and set up a circle for Circle of Death or King's Cup or whatever you call it by you. And you can play with your friends. There may not be a beer in the middle, but no one wants to drink that beer anyways. So just like play it online. I honestly, like, do I need to leave the house ever again? No. Questionable. Seriously questionable.
No, you don't. but yeah, so technology is your friend. Use it. Don't just like cut yourself off from everyone because, you know, contact with people is important. Don't take unnecessary trips to Target because you're bored and it's open. Because you're also, you're also exposing. I mean, those people, like, they have to go to work. And they are exposed to a lot of people. So the less people that are at Target, the better. Same with grocery store people because, you know, they're at a much higher risk. There
was a woman in the grocery store last week who had the full mask and gloves on and would not get within 8 feet of you. Like, if you were in the same aisle as her, she would wait there.
Incredible.
She would like wait for you to be done. And she was like, she was such a Karen about it. Like she was fucking rude about it, but it was very funny. And if you like inched up close to her, she would also like move the fuck out of the way, which was very funny because I'm horrible.
Yeah. I mean, people are definitely going overboard, but like good for her, I guess.
Good for you, sweetie.
Oh God, some Karen type person is trying to start a political thing with me. Oh, great. Love it. Anyway, technology is your friend, except on Facebook with old people.
Basically.
Yeah. So don't take unnecessary trips to Target. Don't drive to places because you want to or you can or you had a trip planned. You know, Katie and I and Sarah and Kelsey, we all had to cancel our trip to Europe, which fucking sucks, but it's important. People have had to cancel their weddings. Coronavirus fucking kills people, y'all. This is not a joke. Yeah. This is not a drill.
I had a friend yesterday and she was like, I don't care if we are in quarantine until 2022. I'm getting married. When I said I'm getting married, it's engraved on my goddamn ring. And like, like we talked about last week in Happy Endings, like people are still getting married. You just can't have a big blowout wedding. You got to chill. Go get married.
But I think it's hard.
Story window.
All the courts are like closed though. So you have to have a friend who's ordained, which I am ordained. So if you need an ordained minister, I got you, fam. But they can't get their marriage certificate.
You definitely know someone who's ordained or like somebody's uncle is a judge, like, or like a sea captain. Figure it out. Find your local sea captain and just get married.
There you go. Why not?
I'm hilarious.
You are.
Hey, matey. Do ye do?
So, with that, though, fresh air is important to our mental and physical well-being. Fresh air is also good to promote a healthy respiratory function. Why the fuck do you think that they sent patients with tuberculosis to the mountains when they were really sick? Not that it healed the tuberculosis, but like it helped them breathe better. It's because fresh air is good for your respiratory system, which is why...
One of the piers by my house used to be a baby tuberculosis hospital. And they would just put little swinging bassinets out on the pier. And the wind would blow them back and forth.
That's kind of cute.
And everyone said it was the most haunting thing. Guys, I'm losing it.
But that's yeah. Put
babies out in the wind.
Yeah. So, you know, go outside, take a walk, but, you know, try to do it at a time where there's less people. I feel like typically... If you are working, obviously people, especially with it being nicer out, people are going to be going out at like 6 o'clock. So maybe go like earlier in the morning or go a little bit later in the evening because it gets dark later. And at a minimum, stay at least 6 feet away. I live across one of the biggest parks in St. Louis. And yesterday was the only day that I saw a group of people being dumb assholes. And it was like a group, it was like a giant ass family of like 15 playing soccer. And I wanted to slap all of them.
I've seen a lot of people playing soccer from my window too. And I wonder if they think it's because they're not using their hands.
I think so. It might be, but like you still use your hands in soccer sometimes. Yeah. Like, and also
you're still
like
getting very close to each other.
I straight up almost called the cops because I was like, there is literally a stay-at-home order and, like, a ban of groups 8 or larger. Not that they would have arrested these people, but I'm like, this is not a fucking joke. And me being immunocompromised, like, it pisses me off because, you know, I still think, I do believe that if I were to get coronavirus, like, I would hope that I would not die. Theoretically, as long as I was able to get care and tested early, but because we have such... We've just been so shitty about it and we don't have enough tests and we're going to overwhelm our hospitals. You know, I don't know. So I'm not trying to risk it. And these assholes being assholes. But other than that, it's usually that park is crowded but it's been pretty empty, which is nice. Or people have kind of only been in groups of two, like couples. So, you know, it's not a crime to go outside and take a walk, but just be mindful about it. If you feel really worried, you can wear a fucking mask. If you have a bunch of N95 masks, donate them to your like local hospital, because you don't fucking need them unless like you're immunocompromised and you actually need them. But the hospitals need them. So just a FYI, if you were one of those people that like hoarded masks and hand sanitizer. But yeah, so there's no need to panic and go into hysterics, but you know, you need to be cautious and mindful, because even healthy people are dying. But that's mainly because our access to testing and care is garbage. So love it. But love it. This is a dating podcast, so enough with the non-dating stuff, because I am now here to tell you the important shit about social distancing, and it's safe sex distancing during coronavirus. This is based off of the New York City Health, like, that's literally what it's called, is NYC Health. They sent this
and
out.
They are not here to kink shame you, because as we are slowly learning, as we see him a lot on TV, apparently a lot of moms are really obsessed with him. Governor Andrew Cuomo the AV Club, from their column, Great Job, Internet, published today, March 31st at 10:26 a.m. Fess up, Andrew Cuomo. Are your nipples pierced or what? Apparently he's been wearing some white shirts on TV, and it looks like this man's got his nipples pierced. It looks like Andy is kinky.
I'm looking this up now. Andrew Cuomo nipples piercing. Oh my god, he totally does.
He totally has his nipples pierced, or he has
protruding. No, he definitely does. There's no way he does not. As someone who had both of my nipples pierced.
Rip your left boob.
R.I.P. my left boob. He absolutely has nipple piercings.
Yep.
Or.
So you're welcome.
Okay. In 2017, he had no piercings in his nip, or no barbells in his nipples. But as of the photo from like recently, he definitely does.
Yeah, that man has gotten his nipples pierced. Because the state of New
York is not kink shamed. He's wearing like pasties.
Yeah, like there's no good reason for him to be on television and have erect nipples like that. Like, they had Jennifer Aniston on Friends. They had like fans pointed at her to keep her like that. This, I don't see him having a lot of fans in March in an open air thing. I imagine that's kind of sweaty, to be honest. This man's got his nipples pierced.
He totally
does.
And so
that's the thing I wanted to share with you. Andrew Cuomo has his nipples pierced, and the city of New York does not kink shame. You're welcome.
Amazing.
It's great.
Yes. R.I.P. to my left nipple piercing, because it got infected and wasn't healing. And now my nipple is all better, so that's good.
But your titties are lopsided.
Yeah, but, you know, one party
Everybody's
one,
titties
one
are lopsided
one.
In some way.
Yeah. I have a party tit and a professional tit.
Every man's dream.
Truly. So, to kick it off, I got a list of things to do in order to practice some safe sex for all you hoes out there. Number one.
Hey there.
You are your best friend, so masturbate as much as you fucking want. Get in touch with yourself, literally. Buy a new vibrator, but please make sure to wash it and your hands before using it and after using it. Lots of hygiene.
Orgasms are good for your mental health and your immunity. So
they are, and your physical health as well.
And your physical, like literally everything.
If you're stressed, masturbate. Do it. Avoid meeting strangers on the internet. So sorry to our Bumble, Tinder, Grindr, Hinge, etc. type people. Right now is not the time to be having sex with someone that you just met. It's not the time to just meet someone anyway. So have some online dates, get to know them, build up that sexual tension, and then have sex once this is all over. Or masturbate together on video. I don't care. avoid having sex with people that you have not been monogamous with and or are not living with. So you don't know where they've been. You don't know who they've seen. And as the great Prophets 303 said, don't trust a hoe. So,
oh, wow.
I know. So yeah, if you are not in a monogamous relationship or you're not with someone, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone that you're living with, but like someone that you don't really know their whereabouts, and they're not working from home.
If they feel irresponsible.
Yeah, don't have sex with them. If you want, you can, you know, again, do like video sex, sexting, mm-hmm. phone sex. I don't care. I don't kink shame, but like,
yeah.
I do shame people who don't use hygiene. And speaking of hygiene, if you don't feel well, don't have sex. I don't yep. know why you would anyway, but like, don't do it if you don't feel
good.
Yeah,
if you can't, if you're short of breath, you can't suck down a dick. What are you doing?
Yeah, no. If you must have sex, please use condoms and lube. Because this minimizes the, like, don't use spit as lube. It minimize, you know, using lube as lube and condoms will minimize the chances of exposure to saliva. But don't use Joe Exotic's condoms though, because I don't think that they would be helpful.
Good callback. Good job.
Thank you. I just watched Tiger King and that's the most fucked up shit I've ever seen.
There were multiple scenes with condoms in them.
I know.
Like, well, he was being interviewed in his store at one point. And there's his condoms.
His campaign, he passed out condoms. So at least he was sex positive. It says to avoid kissing, which is like weird, but okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Don't kiss babies if you're running for a position.
Pretty woman rules only. I don't kiss on the mouth. Like,
sure. Avoid rimming, or as the kids say these days, eating ass, because that's just a no-go. There is a chance that you could spread coronavirus germs through your poop.
So. Which I want to call out is something specifically said in this New York City guideline.
It is. Yeah, it says no rimming, which is incredible.
Don't eat butts, kids.
Don't lick the butthole. Do not participate in unprotected sex. Right now is not the time to get pregnant, nor is it the time to get an STI. Our healthcare systems are focusing all of their attention on coronavirus, or would like to, and they do not want to focus it on your smelly hoo-ha or lack of period. So please use protection and please pee after sex, because we don't want to create some UTIs, some STIs, or another baby boomer generation. So like, wrap that shit up, or like, wrap, be on birth control. And then last but not least, hygiene. I can't express it enough. Hygiene. Wash your fucking hands. Wash your fucking dick. Wash your fucking butthole. Wash for at least 20 seconds, please and thank you. And don't forget to pee after sex, because no one wants a UTI. That includes people with penises. Because you can also get a UTI. So, yeah. And you don't want a yeast infection. So, like, ain't nobody got time for that. Especially if you're, like, in the same clothes for 4 days. Fucking wash yourselves, people.
Yeah. You nasty. Breathable cotton underwear.
From the past.
Lady wipes.
Yeah. And that's all, you know, I've got.
Yeah. Oh, I got some other stuff. I got some related stuff. I think you'll really enjoy this, actually.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, so, you know, guys, neither of us are single.
And whoa, we haven't said it yet this episode, so we had to say it now.
Whoa. And that does create some issues while making a dating podcast.
Because
we're not, like, out there on the frontish lines, but we do our research. So I woke up this morning to a text from a friend who's actually submitted for advice on the podcast. Very nice lady, which is great. She's like, let me find this. Thought you'd find this interesting and a potential content for your podcast. My friend put this together. And it's a Google Doc link for Quarantine Bay, Chicago. Quote, social distancing got you feeling lonely and down? Find yourself a quarantine bay. So it's a form that you fill out, and this is happening in a lot of cities right now and a lot of networks. The form you fill out, you get an email address, you provide your name, age, gender, sexual orientation, where you live, what you're looking for, your LinkedIn profile, which I think is interesting, and the best time of the day for them, for you to be connected with another person. And this person is setting people up on video dates with other people who sign up. Now, assuming that you don't see this come across in your text messages and you don't have a lovely friend to send this to you and who is very mad that they don't have one in San Francisco, and I was like, do it yourself and save all the cute quality guys for you. Duh. Roll safe. But assuming you don't have that, there's also a new app on the market, because why wouldn't there be? And it's called Quarantine Together. And it's the dating app for right now. You can find it at quarantinetogether.com if you are interested. And their sales pitch is, the app itself is somewhere in between Coffee Meets Bagel and your Reminders app, because this is what it does. One, we text you a daily reminder to wash your hands and physically distance. Two, after you confirm that you've done these things, we match you with a date at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You and your match will receive a private text message, and then after 20 minutes, we'll send you a video chat link, which is very, very funny to me. Mm-hmm. Because you have to tell them that you washed your hands before you can get a date.
Yeah, that's...
which is truly something we just need in real life anyways.
Yeah.
And assuming, so you go on this app, or you're still on Bumble or Tinder or Hinge or whatever, and you are finding people, and you're out there, you're doing the damn thing. Because I know if I was not constantly texting my boyfriend or playing Animal Crossing right now, I would be swiping the fuck away. So let's all assume that people are doing that. The Washington Post also provided us with some A-plus content called The Awkward Intimacy of Video Dates When They're in Your Bedroom But You Can't Touch. And it provides a cool list of fun facts and fun things you should do and benefits of video dating. And I'd like to talk about it. Here we are. It's my podcast. I can do what I want.
Do it.
So the benefits of what I'm going to call digi dating. It's kind of like Digimon, and it'll catch on. It's digi dating. You have 50 intimacy. TM. You have 50 intimacy without whatever date you decide to have sex. I know we've talked about, like, don't put a number on it, but, like, if you're like, I like to have sex after the third date. Okay, bitch. You have 50 intimacy with third date sex. Without third date sex. So you're bringing someone – if you know you're bringing someone home on date two, let's say, you're making your bed, you're cleaning your apartment, you're shaving your legs, you're doing all this really fucking fake stuff. Like, you are putting on a show because you're trying to impress this person, right? Mm-hmm. And you barely know them. With this situation, stakes are significantly lower. You're definitely not having actual sex with this person. There is no reason to put on a show for them because we are literally all in the same boat right now. Like, if your bed's not made, well, that person's bed isn't made. The angle just, like, their camera angle just isn't showing it, probably. Mm-hmm. So this immediately, I feel like, elevates your intimacy and honesty of a couple that's, like, actively dating each other. Like, there's some kind of commonality of, like, oh, yeah, my bed's not made either. I'm kind of a mess. I cried today. Like, I feel like because you're also not interacting with as many people, you're really gunning for some personal interaction and some connection. So you are out there being that person. And people are into this, according to WAPO. Quote, dating apps are trying to help the FaceTime reluctant get comfortable with virtual meetups. When Hinge users open the app, a pop-up notes that 70% of members are, quote, down to digital date. Plenty of Fish lets daters broadcast themselves to a bunch of prospects and then break off into one-on-one video chats. Match has a dating while distancing hotline that offers free advice. Mm-hmm. And since any new relationship would likely be, quote, long distance, regardless of where people are based, Tinder is making its premium passport feature free. So users can swipe through singles anywhere in the world. And I know Tinder initially was doing this pretty early on, and people were using it to talk to people in Wuhan about how
their initial quarantine was going, which was interesting to hear.
Yeah.
And some people were like, yeah, it's really crazy. We're like locked in our houses. And some people were like, send nudes. Because it's Tinder.
Yeah.
Of course, like, I do want to caveat here that there are some definite cons, I feel like, with this whole digital dating thing, not to be like Debbie Downer. Mm-hmm. But a question that came up in this article was, do you really have anything more in common than quarantine boredom? And how awful would it be to build up an attachment and kind of a reliance on a person to talk to and communicate with frequently, mm-hmm. and then have it be ruined when it doesn't translate to real life? Mm-hmm. You're also seeing people who may not be at their mental best.
Very true.
Which, like, none of us are at our mental best. We need to be empathetic. We need to be kind. But you're getting, like, stressed out person as opposed to, like, first through 10th date person. Like, they're not – you're seeing a side of them you probably wouldn't see as early on in any other situation. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're like, okay, Katie, I want to do these video dates. It sounds real cool. I don't care that I'm not getting his mental best because it's fuckboy city out there. I need to do something. Mm-hmm. Girl, I get you. And how do you do it? So the article consults Tammy Shakely that ass, a matchmaker who suggests cleaning up the corner where you're going to Zoom or FaceTime and choosing a background that represents your personality. Well, it's like creating a good dating profile. A writer might sit in front of a bookshelf, or a musician might set her record collection right behind her. So Tammy's saying you should stage things, and I feel like that's a little much. But, like, maybe you do clean up a little bit. You, like, kind of, like, video interview rules, like, make your background not super distracting or, like, make it look nice. Mm-hmm. She also, like, definitely recommends, she's like, spray a little perfume. Get yourself into the right headspace. Light a candle. Get sexy. And I was like, Tammy, you're a little much. You need to calm the fuck down. But she also says, whatever you do, don't show up in sweats, which makes you look lazy. Resist the urge to Skype from bed, which feels like a hookup situation, which I do agree with. I feel like if you're video chatting with a stranger, don't be in your bed. I wouldn't even have your bed behind you if you can manage it, because some fuckboy's going to be like, why are you getting that bed? Show me your tits. Who need, like, if you're into it, great, but if you're not into it, don't put yourself in that, like, situation. Mm-hmm. Sort of like a decreasing the variables with social distancing, like, decrease the variables that are going to make people badly behaved. Mm-hmm. So, and you're like, okay, Katie, that's great, I won't face my bed, but, like, what do we do? Okay, so Elite Daily, because I consult a lot of articles because I had no good ideas this week because I am mentally drained. Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of FaceTime date ideas, which I think could be translated from first, second date to you're very together and you're just not in the same place. I loved all of these, especially someone who was in, like, a long-distance relationship for a really long time. I'm like, why the fuck didn't I do this? Mm-hmm. It would have been better. Number one of my short list of things I liked. Cook a meal together. You definitely both have spaghetti and sauce. Reenact Lady and the Tramp without the, like, gross dog Getty slurping. Like, truly, we think Lady and the Tramp is romantic, but that is two dogs licking up slurp. That's not romantic. I don't want to do that. I don't want to eat your food. My boyfriend and I already joked about having a virtual chili cook-off. We have no idea how that would work. And if you have suggestions, please provide, because I don't know how that'd work. Because we both really like chili. And I made some. Cool, and it was fucking awesome. I was like, do you, like, grade your own chili? I feel like we'd need a third party involved to taste both chilies. And there's no good way to get a third party any chili. Mm-hmm. But my chili had bacon in it, so it was delicious. Watch a movie. There's both Netflix Party, which will only work on a desktop. Like, it's a Google Chrome extension. So you need to be on your computer, which sucks. Like, I feel like most of us, Netflix Party was cool. I remember it being a thing in 2016, and I remember using it. But, like, I didn't have a smart TV. I didn't have an Apple TV. I didn't have all of this cool stuff that we have now. Mm-hmm. You can just really well time a movie with a little coordination. Like, you can make that happen. It's not a big deal. So time, say you're pressing the button at the same time, be on Skype, press the button at the same time, watch the movie together. It's still fun. It's not as cozy because you don't get to cuddle, but something. Virtual game night, like Amanda and I talked about. So there's a card game site. There is my friend literally put on bar trivia last week.
That's cool.
First of all, a bunch of nerds. Absolutely bunch of goddamn nerds. The first round, I learned all of the Latin around viruses and coronavirus. Corona means crown in Latin. But set up bar trivia via Google Slides and Zoom. Like, it wasn't truly that hard if you had, you could Google trivia questions. One of the rounds was things having to do with tea. Like, Mr. Tea, mm-hmm. What tea is Kermit drinking and the tea sipping mean? Like, stuff like that. It was super fun. But doing stuff like that, my boyfriend and I are playing a lot of remote Super Smash Brothers on Nintendo Switches right now. Like, there are a million ways and a million different things you can play together.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's your friends, it's some rando from Bumble, you can make it work. Like, you don't need a lot of supplies. You need an internet connection. Almost, that's literally almost it.
True.
You can make it work. Play Words with Friends. Like, the opportunities are endless. And lastly, just this. Snuggle up in bed, baby.
Dear God.
What you do when you snuggle up in that bed is totally up to you. Yep. But I feel like a lot of people are doing it. There's no shame in it. Have some virtual sex.
Katie's being like, so, like, vague about it.
I mean, yeah, masturbate together. Like, it's mutual masturbation without the, like, awkward, they're not doing it right moment. Great. Think about it. It's fine. It's really fine. It's sexy. It's sexy. It's sexy. But I'm going to end this little segment from the last chunk of that WAPO article because I really liked it. It made me very happy. For some couples, the video screen is not enough. In February, Tracy Smith, a 40-year-old woman from Oklahoma, met a Bumble match she really liked. Once social distancing set in, they watched Portlandia and Modern Love at the same time from their separate apartments while texting each other. Eventually, Smith invited him over to her place, where she got out her tape measure and jokingly asked that he hold one end as she gave him a tour, which is so damn cute. A few nights later, he arrived at her door again. No tape measure. I felt like I had to take a risk and let him into my personal space during isolation in order to see if this could work, Smith says. He walked over and kissed her.
How cute.
I mean, is it cute? Yeah, so like we kind of alluded, like, trust responsible people. Don't fuck around with irresponsible people. And we'll get through this, but like, you gotta level up at some point. Just mm-hmm. don't be an idiot about it. And until then, there's plenty of shit to do. Don't you're living in the golden age of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Mad Men. Like, calm down.
Sure. Watch Tiger King, man.
Watch Tiger King.
That's the most.
You haven't watched Tiger King yet. What are you doing?
It is the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Everyone's a predator.
Everyone's fucking terrible.
They're all predators. Like, the tigers are, and apparently the director's a predator. Like, literally everybody's a predator. Everyone attached to that joint is a predator.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. Is nuts.
Yep, they're but all awful people.
I decided with happy endings after last week that I'm going to continue reading happy endings in the news.
There you go.
Because I like it. So this week's doot, 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 doot. Happy ending.
Beautiful. Well done.
Is a Time Magazine article. A message on a drone, a TikTok, and a socially distant date. Here's the story behind a viral meet cute. So basically, there's this photographer in Brooklyn, and he saw this cute girl on a roof, and he's like, wow, that girl's cute. So he sent what they call a modern day equivalent of a message in a bottle. He flew a drone with his phone number from his balcony to someone neighboring on a rooftop in order to avoid breaking social distancing efforts imposed by the coronavirus. So basically, he uses his drone because he's a photographer. He has these things. Mm-hmm. And he sends her his number. And he likes making people laugh. So this is what he does. And she apparently was making a TikTok of a High School Musical dance. She was doing the We're All in This Together dance. And that's like why he saw her on her roof, which is adorable.
Amazing.
Which is also something I would do. So they connected and he had the technology to kind of like connect with her. And now they're going on dates. Yeah, so they ended up having an actual date at separate white tablecloth tables. Her on her roof, him on his balcony. Both with a bottle of wine and a plate of food and flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a date from like the street level apart.
Wow.
And it's really cute. You can see it on TikTok. If Tinder and Bumble aren't working out, try flying a drone, Cohen joked. So yeah, if you can't find that special someone on the internet, there's always drones. And that's the happy ending in the news this week. Amanda, what is your happy ending?
Mine is that I got a dog. Katie called me out because I put something different. I put the CARES Act because that was like an accomplishment. But then she was like, you got a fucking dog. And I was like, you're right. I did.
You did. We can be happy about the CARES Act too.
I did.
You got a dog.
I did. I adopted a doggy. Her name is Tonks, even though she doesn't know it yet.
She's
but we're working on it. She's sleeping right now on the rug and Rocky's on the bed and it's really cute.
Oh,
she's a little cow and we love her.
Yay.
So.
Yay. I love Nuggets.
Yeah, she's something.
I love Nuggets. My happy ending this week is a combination of the comfy clothes that I've purchased because I am just living in the lap of luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Of butter soft sweatpants. And then I'm kind of breaking social distancing rules and we are making a plan so I can see my boyfriend for the first time in 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like 3 weeks. It's not 4 weeks. It's not a month. We're not crazy. But like, yeah. So that's going to be really nice. It's going to be like kind of a little vacation except for 4 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And not a vacation at all because we're not going to do anything. We're going to sit in the house and maybe go to the park. And that's about it. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. If you would like to submit your own worst date, horror story, sex mishap, boner blunder, or quarantine crisis moment, or happy ending, if there's something good happening, if you did get married out of a window or send a drone for a girl, you can submit named or anonymous stories to 50worstdatespodcast@gmail.com or slide into our DMs at 50worstdatespod on Instagram. If you think we're valid sources for advice and want to ask us questions, we'll take those emails too. Our goal is to base future episodes that are not our own because we've never lived through a pandemic before or I've been on that many bad dates, but I feel like we might, this keeps going, I feel like we might just have like a bad date showcase. Initially, I wanted to do like a March Madness of bad dates, and then March Madness got canceled.
True.
So, like, we'll figure out a format. If you love our music, it's from bensound.com, and if you love our cover art, it's by Tori Scranton. You can find her at tscrantonart on Instagram and Etsy. And that's our coronavirus show this week, guys.
Woo!
Coronavirus!
It's real.
It's real. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay sane, and we'll talk to you soon.
Woo!
Bye-bye.
Bye.